Pachette Audio presents Business at the Speed of Thought, Using a Digital Nervous System, written by Bill Gates with Collins Hemingway, read by Jonathan Mayrose.
Introduction. Business is going to change more in the next 10 years than it has in the last 50. As I was preparing for my speech for our first CEO summit in the spring of 1997, I was pondering how the digital age will fundamentally alter business. I wanted to go beyond a speech on dazzling technology advances and address questions that business leaders wrestle with all the time. How can technology help you run your business better? How will technology transform business? How can technology help make you a winner 5 or 10 years from now? If the 1980s were about quality and the 1990s were about re-engineering, then the 2000s will be about velocity, about how quickly the nature of business will change, about how quickly business itself will be transacted, about how information access will alter the lifestyle of consumers and their expectations of business. Quality improvements and business process improvements will occur far faster. When the increase in velocity of business is great enough, the very nature of business changes. A manufacturer or retailer that responds to changes in sales in hours instead of weeks is no longer at heart a product company, but a service company that has a product offering. These changes will occur because of a disarmingly simple idea, the flow of digital information. We've been in the information age for about 30 years, but because most of the information moving among businesses has remained in paper form, the process of buyers finding sellers remains unchanged. Most companies are using digital tools to monitor their basic operations, to run their production systems, to generate customer invoices, to handle their accounting, to do their tax work. But these uses just automate old processes. Very few companies are using digital technology for new processes that radically improve how they function, that give them the full benefit of all their employees' capabilities, and that give them the speed of response they will need to compete in the emerging high-speed business world. Most companies don't realize that the tools to accomplish these changes are now available to everyone. Though at heart most business problems are information problems, almost no one is using information well. Too many senior managers seem to take the absence of timely information as a given. People have lived for so long without information at their fingertips that they don't realize what they're missing. One of the goals in my speech to the CEOs was to raise their expectations. I wanted them to be appalled.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?